Yo, yo, yo. Welcome. This is Dope Show Live. And this is Happy Mother's Day Special. This is a show dedicated to all the mothers around the world that's holding it down. Yo, this day is all about y'all. And I'm dedicating this show to my mama, a special woman that's in my life. You know what I'm saying? She been holding it down. Love you, mama, for raising us, me and my brother and my sisters. You know, we all love you. Thank you for, birthing us and being there for us and stuff when we need you the most. So this show is dedicated to my mom and to all the other mothers around the world that's holding it down, man. I'm going to be talking about my mom and, you know, how she raised us and everything like that. I remember the good times and stuff and times that I, you know, appreciate when mom, you know, she cooked for us and washed our clothes and, you know, made sure we get off to school on time and, you know, and gave us life lessons, taught us how to be respectful to people, you know, taught us to say yes, sir, and no, ma'am, and yes, ma'am, and no, sir, you know what I'm saying, like that. She taught us a whole lot, you know what I'm saying. So, mama, you know, this show is for you and all the other mothers around the world, you know what I'm saying. So, happy Mother's Day. This is Dope Show Live, and let's get it right in. We're going to be talking about some stuff, you know what I'm saying, but mostly we're gonna be talking about, you know, all the mothers out there that's been raising the kids, taking care of the kids, you know what I'm saying. This is a special day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world, you know what I'm saying. And I want to give a shout out to my sisters, Cynthia, Angie. Happy Mother's Day to y'all, you know what I'm saying. To my nieces, to the half kids, you know what I'm saying, Kiana, Makila, happy Mother's Day to y'all too. And I want to give a shout out to my wife, happy Mother's Day. This is a pretty good, I feel pretty good. I know it's early in the morning, but I had to do this show, you know what I'm saying. I had to get it up and get it running. All right, now, how do y'all feel about y'all mom? Is your mom, was she a strict mother? Was she a loving mother? Was she a funny mother? You know what I'm saying? How do y'all remember y'all mother raising y'all and stuff like that? I remember mama raising me when she did all the things that a mom's supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? Taking care of the kids, taking care of the house, you know what I'm saying, when daddy was off to work and stuff like that, she would stay behind with us and, you know what I'm saying, make sure we was fed and make sure we, you know, there, you know what I'm saying, you know what moms do, y'all. You know what I'm saying, my mom, she did a whole lot for us, you know what I'm saying, especially with me and stuff. She made sure, you know what I'm saying, I was well taken care of, you know what I'm saying. She made sure all of us was well taken care of, you know what I'm saying. My mom did so much for us and everything, you know what I'm saying. I can't stress that fact that, you know, I love my mom so much, man. She made sure she was an active mother with us. She made sure she, you know, taught us lessons that, you know, we could learn, and then when we had kids, you know what I'm saying, we could teach them lessons, pass it on down to our kids and stuff, and so on and so on. I had some fond memories, man, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, waking up in the morning, I would hear music, you know, with my mom. When she start cleaning and stuff, you know how black mamas are. If you smell bleach in the early in the morning, you know it's going down. Mama cleaning up, you know what I'm saying? And if you could hear some music in the background and some food cooking, you know, you get up and you see mama singing, dancing to the song while she cleaning and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And she cooking and everything like that, you know, and she make sure, like, everybody was good, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I remember stuff like that growing up, you know what I'm saying? And stuff, man, I remember, you know, all the good stuff that, you know, that my mom did for us, man, you know what I'm saying? I love my mama so much, so Mama Flo, you know what I'm saying? This is for you, Mama. This is for you and all the other mothers in the world that's doing their thing and holding it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and don't forget about the dads. Dads do the thing, too. But this is Mother's Day, so this is a special day for all the mothers, man. We can't, you know, make it in this world without y'all, man. Without y'all, man, we would be lost. You know what I'm saying? So to all the moms, you know what I'm saying, and grandmoms, all the mothers that's doing their thing, man, that's holding it down, taking care of the kids, raising the kids, you know what I'm saying? My mom, she was really big on education. She was real, really big on us getting the education. She was really big on us going to school. She was really big on us making sure that, you know, we put God in our life first and everything like that. She's a very spiritual woman, you know. She makes sure, you know, we know that without any, you can't do anything in life if you don't put God in your life first. So Mama made sure that we understood that, and she instill that in us like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would have Bible studies and stuff, and, you know, she would teach us how to, you know, to, if we're going through something, you know what I'm saying, make sure we pray and put it in God's hands, and, you know, and then leave it alone after that, you know what I'm saying? My mama, she did a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I have, you know, when I was going through some things, you know what I'm saying, I would run to my mama and I would get advice from her. And she would give me advice. She would make me think about things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I'm going through something and I don't know how to handle it, you know what I'm saying? And if I didn't have nobody to talk to, I would run to my mama, you know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate that some people don't have that, you know what I'm saying? And, I know some friends of mine that's not really cool with their moms, and you know what I'm saying, and you know, and they lost, you know what I'm saying. But I mean, they some of them are cool with their moms now, and some of them not cool with their moms now. You know what I'm saying. So I just you know, think that's an unfortunate thing. You know what I'm saying, because I can't imagine me not being cool with my mama, you know what I'm saying? Because my mama, she's a sweet, sweet woman, you know what I'm saying? So she's like, you know, my best friend, you know what I'm saying? She's like a best friend to all of us, you know what I'm saying? And, oh, yeah, man, I forgot Khadijah. Shout out to my little sister Khadijah. Man, it's like it's too early in the morning and I'm doing this show. But, yo, shout out to Khadijah, my baby sister. Happy Mother's Day to you, too, girl. I love you. Happy Mother's Day to you. You know what I'm saying? Kiana, all y'all, man. Good. Happy Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Be the good mothers that y'all are, man, and keep doing what y'all doing. Raise y'all kids, man. Make sure you be in your kids' life, man. All the mothers that's in the that's holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, happy Mother's Day to y'all. But back where I was saying, though, you know, my mama, she made sure that we put God in our lives and stuff like that, because she said, you know, without him, you know, you can't do anything. It's impossible to do anything without him. So, you know, my mom was real big on that. She's a very spiritual woman. and everything. And very knowledgeable woman. She's very intelligent and stuff like that. She write poems and stuff like that. My mom's very, very talented. You know what I'm saying? Like, she could decorate a house. She should be like an interior decorator person. You know what I'm saying? Because she could decorate a house. She knows how to go out and find stuff, and she will make your house look good. You know what I'm saying? I used to call her Miss Estate Saleswoman. She goes around to the yard sales, estate sales, and stuff like that. That's her thing. You know what I'm saying? I remember she used to trick me to go with her on them type of adventures. She would wake me up. She would be like, "Hey, Shy, you want to go to Golden Corral? They're having breakfast." You know, and I love Golden Corral. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they do the breakfast thing. I think they got the best breakfast ever. You know what I'm saying? Golden Corral. And she used to trick me. She used to trick me. She would use Golden Corral as a bait. And I'd be like, "Yeah, let's go." You know, I'll get up, brush my teeth, wash my face, put on my clothes. You know what I'm saying? I'm all excited. I'm like, "Yeah, let's go." And then, you know, we'll go eat. And then she'd be like, "Okay, hey, after we eat, we're going to go to these estate sales and yard sales." I'm like, "Oh, mama, you got me." Because, you know. But, hey, I cherish those moments, you know what I'm saying? I'm always going to remember those days and stuff like that when, you know, when my mom did a lot of good stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I have realized that, you know, when you growing up and you know, you don't really notice things when you're growing up and you see mom, you know what I'm saying, smile when bad things is going, you know, because my mom, she's a very strong woman, you know what I'm saying, very strong will. She's a very strong will woman, you know what I'm saying. She would not fold or break. And through bad times and stuff, she held it down. She made sure, you know what I'm saying, that we was okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, times when we didn't have enough to eat, she made sure we ate and she would eat less. You know what I'm saying? She would work her butt off to make sure the bills is paid, food on the table, we had clothes on our back. You know what I'm saying? She made sure that we was good. You know what I'm saying? She always put herself last. And she put her kids first, you know what I'm saying? She put us first, you know what I'm saying? So that was very big, you know what I'm saying? Like, I will never, never, never forget, you know what I'm saying, my mom, you know, doing the things that she do for us, you know what I'm saying? She made some sacrifices and stuff like that. So mama, you know, I always tell her, you know, when I was growing up and stuff, that I was going to take care of her. You know, and daddy and stuff like that, because, you know, because she took care of us, you know what I'm saying? She did a lot for us, man, you know what I'm saying? So I will never forget that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a story, I don't know if my mom remember it or not, but I remember it when we was living in, it was some apartments down here. If y'all not too familiar, you know, I stayed in Fort Smith, Arkansas. If y'all not too familiar with Fort Smith, Arkansas, for the people that's listening to this show and everything like that, we live in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And there's apartments called here L.I. Gardens back in the day. And I remember I was going to Kimmins. I was probably like in the seventh or eighth grade. And it was some shoes that I wanted real bad. It was some shoes that I wanted real bad. And, I wanted them real bad, and I told Mom, I said, "Mama, I want these shoes, you know what I'm saying?" And, you know, my mom, you know, she was like, "Well, you know, right now, you know, we don't got the money right now to get them shoes, you know what I'm saying? So, you have to wait some other time, you know what I'm saying?" And, you know, and I'm young, you know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know, I was like, you know, hurt, but I understood, you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't have the money and everything like that. But I was sad, you know, that I couldn't get the shoes at the time. And my mom was like, you know, nah, we can't get them shoes right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, money's kind of tight and stuff like that and everything. So, you know, I understood, but I was sad, you know. But long story short, I remember I came home from school and I went in, walked in my room, and I was putting my book bag, my backpack into the closet, and I had seen this box. It was wrapped up. Like, if my mom, she don't remember this, but I remember this. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I remember this vividly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember this like I remember the back of my hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember this. So, like, you know, so I grabbed the box, and I was like, what's this? And it had a note on it. And I can't remember what the note said, but I just knew that, you know, my mom was like, I remember what the note said. She was like, Shy, I love you. And here, this is a gift for you. And I unwrapped the box. And it was the shoes. It was the shoes that I wanted. It was some Fila shoes. You know, back in the day, Fila was pop. It was popping back in the day. And I wanted these shoes real bad. Them shoes were so dope, man. I was like, I need these shoes. I need these shoes. And, you know, my mom was like, I can't get these shoes right now. You know what I'm saying? Money is tight. But it was like a couple of weeks later after that. I knew it wasn't even a month. It was probably like 2-3 weeks after that when I told her that I wanted them shoes. And she said she couldn't get them. But like 3 weeks after, you know what I'm saying, she had got the shoes. And she surprised me with the shoes. She left the shoes in my room, in my closet, and when I opened up took the wrapper off the box and everything, and I looked at, and I got the scene with the shoes, the Fila shoes, man, like, boy, that touched me right there. I was like, oh man, she got the shoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mama got the shoes. I was so excited and I was so happy, and I put them on, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, walked around the house with them, you know what I'm saying, to break them in and stuff. And she saw me and she was like, you know, she was like, you happy you got the shoes now? And I was like, yeah. And I, you know, I hugged her, gave her a big old kiss and everything like that. You know, my mom, she do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she know us. She know about us. She knows everything, when we sad, when we mad and everything like that. You know, that's how mothers are, you know what I'm saying? Mothers, they know everything about their kids, you know what I'm saying, like that. They know everything about us, you know what I'm saying? You can't really hide anything from mothers that really pay attention to their kids, you know what I'm saying? My mama, she knows when I'm sad. You know, she knows when I'm angry and stuff like that. She just know, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we talk on the phone, you know what I'm saying? She could sense it, like, Shy, everything's all right. You know what I'm saying? She would be like, you know, is everything okay? And, you know, and I could hide it. I could try to hide it the best that I can. But, you know, I can't hide anything from my mom because she know. You know what I'm saying? She'd be like, Shy, I could hear it in your voice. Or I could see it on your face. And you know what I'm saying? I would break down and I would tell her, you know what I'm saying? You know, my mom been there for me. She been there for my brother. She been there for my sisters, you know what I'm saying? She been there for all of us, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, my mom, she, you know, she's a wonderful woman. Like I said, man, like, I was blessed to have a good mother. Because, you know what I'm saying, because if I didn't have a good mother, man, you know what I'm saying, I would be messed up in life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really thankful and blessed that God blessed me with a wonderful, beautiful, smart, strong, intelligent, wise mother. You know what I'm saying? She did a lot for us. You know what I'm saying? So, Mama, once again, you know, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for being there. Thank you for being understanding. Thank you for being loving. Thank you for caring. Thank you for, you know what I'm saying, making sure that, you know, we have food to eat. Thank you for putting clothes on our back. Thank you for keeping a roof over our heads. Just thank you for everything. Thank you for everything that you've done for us, man. Because, you know, Mama, like, man, like, you the best. I always say I have the best mom in the world, and I do. So, Mama, you know, this show is for you. I dedicate this show to you because you raised me to be the man that I am today. And without you, you know, like I said, I would have been lost. And you know what I'm saying? So, and that goes out, and that goes out to all the mothers in the world that raise their kids and be there for their kids and love their kids, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing to have a woman like that in your life to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that that you're going to be okay. They're going to let you know that everything's going to be okay. They're going to hold your hand through the tough times. You know what I'm saying? Laugh with you through the good times. You know what I'm saying? Even cry with you. You know what I'm saying? When things is going wrong, not going good as, you know, you hope. And, you know, your mama is there to comfort you and let you know, hey, things is going to be all right. You just got to be strong and you got to be tough. You know what I'm saying? Just don't give up. And my mom, you know what I'm saying? When I was going through my little stuff, you know what I'm saying? When I was going through some bad things in my life, and you know what I'm saying, like me being sick and I didn't know what was going on and stuff like that, and then, you know, my mom made sure that I went to my doctors and make sure that I was taking my medicine and stuff like that. She made sure that you know, I was all right. You know what I'm saying? She made sure that, hey, you know, Shy, you still in this, you know what I'm saying? It's not over for you, you know what I'm saying? You just got to take care of yourself, and you got to, you know what I'm saying, be there for your kids, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. You know, she made sure that we was, you know, strong enough to go through life and handle, you know, stuff that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, if we, you know, I just, you know, I can't really explain, but my mom, she did a lot. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Mama, like, for real. Like, I can't really, you know, express that enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love you. You know, you did so much for us. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and your grandkids love you too. You know what I'm saying? Little Lee love you so much. You know what I'm saying? He talk about you all the time and stuff. You know, he wanna come down there and visit his grandma, be around his grandma and stuff like that. Be around granddad and stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we all love you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. You know what I'm saying, for what you did for being there for us and everything like that. And you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, I remember the good times. You know, I remember the bad times. My mom held us down, you know, through it all. You know what I'm saying? She held us down through it all. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my mom been through a lot growing up. You know what I'm saying? So, and she never, never, never neglected us. She never, never, you know, been a bad mother to us or anything like that. Now, my mom is strict. Now, I ain't gonna lie about that. Like, if we mess up or anything like that, she'll bust our ass. You know what I'm saying? You know, she would bust our ass. But, you know, other than that, you know what I'm saying? She taught us how to live life. She taught us how to stop and smell the roses. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you know, she taught us how to, you know, don't be stressful. You got to laugh, you know what I'm saying? You got to enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I do, you know what I'm saying? I don't take things too seriously. You know, she say, like, you know, Shy, if you're going through something, you know what I'm saying, take some time out, count to 10, you know, say a little prayer, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and get back out there and you know, and do what you do, you know what I'm saying? Take care of your family, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, my mom, hey, she's the best mom in the world. I got the best mom in the world, like I do. I'm not knocking nobody else's mom, but you ain't, y'all mama don't got nothing on my mama. You know, my mom was the best. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's Mother's Day, so how do y'all feel, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all remember anything about y'all mama, what she did for you, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I remember my mom would come to my basketball games when I was playing basketball for the boys club and stuff. She would always come, always cheer me on when I sucked, you know what I'm saying? She screamed, you know, yell, hey, Shy, go, you can do this and stuff like that. Go, Shy, you know what I'm saying? I remember all them things like that, man. I remember my mom being there for me, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I graduated from school, she was so proud of me, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You know, she was saying, hey, now you graduated from high school, you know what I'm saying? Now you finna be a man, you finna be out here in the world, and you finna, you know what I'm saying? She asked me what I was going to do. And, you know, at the time, I didn't know what I was going to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was like, man, like, I was happy that I was being out of school. I graduated and stuff like that. But I didn't have a backup plan. I was going to go to college. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? So my mom always, she very patient. You know what I'm saying? Understanding. So, you know, she asked me what I was going to do, and I said, I don't know. She said, well, you got time to figure it out, but you need to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, you can't stay with mama and daddy forever. And, you know, and that's right. So, you know, I got me a job when, you know, when I graduated. I got me a job. I went to work and stuff like that. And, you know, and my mom, you know, she's down for her kids, you know what I'm saying? She's down for all of us. And, you know, if we have a dream, you know what I'm saying, she's supported, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she always tells us that, you know, hey, we can do anything if we just put our mind to it and put God in it too. You know, and she motivated us to do, like, if we want to do something, you know what I'm saying, she would motivate us, you know what I'm saying? She would tell us, like, oh, yeah, you could do that, you know what I'm saying? You could do anything. So I always, always appreciate that. And I always going to remember that, you know what I'm saying? Because my mama, you know, she told us, you know, you could do anything you want. You just, as long as you keep a strong mind and as long as you keep God in your life, and stuff like that, you can do anything, you know what I'm saying? So she instilled that in us to make us, you know, she motivated us and stuff like that, you know. So mama, love you, mama. Love you. Love you. Love you, love you so much. So this is, you know, it's a Mother's Day special and everything. And this is dedicated to all the moms around the world. And I dedicate this show to my mama, Mama Flo. Love you, Mama Flo. Cynthia, love you. Angie, love you. Vincent, love you. Khadija, love you. All the grandkids, love you. Amir and Amai, love you. We love you, Mama. You know what I'm saying? This is your day. Every day is Mother's Day, but this day especially is a special, special day. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't, like, I don't really, you know, believe, like, oh, man, what moms should be appreciated one day out of the year. Now, mama should be appreciated every day of the year. You know what I'm saying? Every day is a Mother's Day. But this is a special day. This is a special moment for all the mothers that's holding it down, that's taking care of their kids. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that the kids is fed, making sure the kids got clothes on their back, making sure the kids got shoes on their feet, roof over their head. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I just can't express that enough, man. I love you, mama. You know, you did a whole lot for us and sacrificed a whole lot for us. You know what I'm saying? You know, she sacrificed her dreams so we could have one. And you got to think, that's deep. You know what I'm saying? When a parent do that for their kids, where they sacrifice their dreams so their kids can have a dream. You know what I'm saying? And she did that for us. You know what I'm saying? Mama did a whole lot for us, man. There's no woman in the world that can replace my mama. No woman in the world. There's nobody can replace my mama. I don't care if you Oprah, rich. You know what I'm saying? Hell no, you cannot replace my mama. You know what I'm saying? We only get one mama. One mama. And you know what I'm saying? And if your mama have passed, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to all the moms that passed and everything like that. And if you had a mom that passed, then, you know what I'm saying, I want to give a shout out to y'all too. You know what I'm saying? You know, love your mama while she's here, man, because you never know. Life is short. Your life is too short. You know what I'm saying? So my mom will always tell us, you know, she's saying, I don't want y'all to give me my flowers while I'm dead. You know what I'm saying? Give me my flowers while I'm alive. And it's not like, you know, going out buying her flowers. Yeah, buy her flowers, you know what I'm saying? She talking about that, but she talking about, like, you know, give me my flowers while I'm alive. Like, if you succeed in life and stuff like that, and you successful and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Give, you know, thanks to your mom, because your mom is part of that success. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she instilled, like, that type of drive in you where you be successful, and if she instilled that knowledge in you to know about things and stuff like that, give them flowers right back to your mama, man. And that's what she always was tell us. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all make it and all this big, because, you know, my brother, he's an artist. He could draw real, real good. Like, he draw beautiful pictures and stuff like that. And that's the gift that God gave him. And mama realized that. So mama would tell Vincent, you know, my brother, you know what I'm saying, hey, you know, if this is what you want to do, you know what I'm saying, you got to be dedicated and you got to be motivated. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do your artwork, you know what I'm saying, make sure you have God in it and stuff like that and everything. You know, and she would tell us, you know, like, I like music. I like doing music. She always, and I write too, you know what I'm saying? I like to write and stuff like that. And she sees that I would have, like, I used to have, like, a shoebox of, like, notebooks, like, filled with lyrics in it and stuff like that. I mean, I'm talking about, I think I had, like, four shoebox full of notebooks of lyrics and stuff like that. And she would see that, and she was like, Shy, you know what I'm saying, like, you got a, you know, nice talent on you too. You should use that talent for good and stuff like that, you know, and everything. And I didn't really, you know, listen to that at the time, you know what I'm saying, because I was young and I was going through some things. And I was trying to find myself in this world, you know, like any young teenager, you know what I'm saying? They're always trying to find a place in the world, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to fit in, you know what I'm saying? Where I fit in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, my mom would always tell me, she was like, hey, you need to be your own man, you know what I'm saying? Don't follow nobody else. You need to follow yourself, you know what I'm saying? Be your own man. Be your own guy. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a leader. Don't be a follower. You know what I'm saying? She always tell me that and stuff like that. She always say, my Shy, you smart and everything like that. So, You know, don't sell yourself short on things and stuff like that. So my mom, she was very knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? She would give us food for thought all the time. You know, she on Facebook and she always putting up stuff, posting stuff on Facebook that would motivate you, that would make you feel like, you know, if you down and out by some stuff, my mom would put stuff up on Facebook and they'll make you feel like, oh, okay, well, this is, you know, well, what's the word I'm looking for? They make you, you know, she would make you feel like, you know, like if you're going through something, you know what I'm saying? She always have something there to make you think, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, my mom's very wise and she's, you know what I'm saying? She been through a lot. She know a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, she would give you advice and stuff and everything. You know, like, when I was having problems in my marriage and stuff like that and everything, she always told me, like, you know, I can't blame, you know, my wife for things because, you know, I did some stuff too and I got to ask God for forgiveness for that, for me, for what I have done. And stuff like that, you know, because we all not perfect and everything like that. So she always makes sure that, hey, look at your situation too, you know what I'm saying? You can't blame everything on your wife, you know, you did some stuff too. So she make me realize about, you know, and open my eyes to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she man, my mom's the bomb. I just got a bomb ass mama. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody that got a good mama, you know what I'm saying? They got a bomb ass mama. You know what I'm saying? My mom is the bomb, you know what I'm saying? Hiroshima type, you know what I'm saying? Bomb, you know what I'm saying? My mom is like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I am blessed to have a good mama like that, cuz like I said, if I didn't have mama, a good mom, like my mom is, I would be lost. You know what I'm saying? So I would be lost. But I just know that, you know, we got to appreciate our moms while they're here. Because like I said, we only got one mom. And no woman can take my mama's place, you know what I'm saying? There's no woman could take my mama's place, you know what I'm saying? When God made my mom, he broke the mold with her, man, because, you know, my mama's the best, you know what I'm saying? And I love you, mama, and for all the stuff that you did for me, man, I appreciate it, and mama, I love you, you know what I'm saying? I can't stop saying that because I really do. And, you know, and I'm blessed that I got a mom. I'm really blessed that God gave me a mother like you, man, because I'm telling you, it's some mothers out here. It's some bad mothers out here that they don't have nothing to do with their kids and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just glad that I didn't have a mom like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm really am. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to sit here and just express that and tell y'all that, you know, my mom is the bomb. And plus when she cook, oh my goodness, oh my God, oh, when she cook. Mama could throw down the kitchen too. Boy, mama could throw down. Her sweet potato pies is on point. Her sweet potato pies are like crack, baby. When she make them sweet potato pies, boy, ooh. And you know, I can make a mean sweet potato pie too, but it's not like my mama's. Like my son. My son, he would be like, when I make a sweet potato pie, and I'm like, Amaya, here, you want to try it? I was like, it tastes like mama's. So he would be like, okay, I'll be the judge of that. You know, so he would come and get a slice. And he was like, no, it's not like mama's daddy. It's not like grandma's daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she cook and stuff, man, it's like the food. Like, I just, like, especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, when she cook, like, for Thanksgiving and stuff, all the pies, the cakes, the, you know, all the food that she would cook and stuff, man, it was just, like, I would wake up and she would be cooking and I could just smell the food. Like, do you know, when you wake up and you smell the aroma, the food, like, don't you know, walk through the house and you smell that cooking and you just be like, oh, then you hear the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember those days, man. I remember those days, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I try to replicate, you know what I'm saying? I try to do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because that was my household. That's how we grew up, you know what I'm saying? She made sure that all of us was close. You know what I'm saying? Like, she made sure that, you know, hey, we take up for each other. We be there for each other. You know what I'm saying? She made sure that we, you know, we have morals. You know, be respectful. You know. And plus, she was, like I said before, like, she was real big on education. She didn't want none of us to be no dummies. You know what I'm saying? She wanted us to be very smart, intelligent, you know what I'm saying, respectful. You know what I'm saying? She raised us to be, you know, good people, you know what I'm saying? And when I was young and I was out there running around in the streets and stuff and I didn't have a clue what I was gonna do with my life and everything like that, because, you know, I was just, like I said, I was young. I didn't have no guidance, like, you know, but my mom, she would reel me in, you know what I'm saying? When she see me that I'm, you know, I'm flying off the handle now, she would knock me in my head and tell me, like, hey, now, okay, you messing up. You need to straighten up and stuff like that. That's what my mom would do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, she would sit me down and talk to me, because, you know, she was like, Shy, you know, what's going on? Like, you, is everything all right? And stuff like that. Because, you know, like I said, I was young. I didn't know what I was going to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Actually, tell you the truth, I was kind of scared, because, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you know, I'm hitting adulthood and stuff like that. You know, I'm not in school no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to hit adulthood hard. You know what I'm saying? Got to get a job. Or I got to go to school, like go to college or something like that. Learn something. That's what she was telling us, you know, telling me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you either got to get a job or you got to go to school. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, life is not all about partying all the time. Life is not all about, you know, chasing the women all the time like that. Life is not about drinking and all this other nonsense that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Life is very serious, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta take it seriously, you know what I'm saying? You young, and you a young man, black man at that, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta go out here, you know what I'm saying? You gotta find your calling, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta find what's gonna make you happy and stuff like that. And you gotta take care of yourself, because, like she said, you know, mom and daddy's not gonna be here forever. You know, we can't hold your hand forever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my mom, she made me open my eyes. And, like, when I got married and had my kids and stuff, that's when I really opened my eyes. Like, yeah, mama was right. Like, this is serious, you know what I'm saying? So let me get my grown man on, you know what I'm saying? Let me stop being a little boy and get my grown man on, because, you know, I got a family that I need to take care of, you know what I'm saying? And when she's saying that I got serious about my life and stuff like that, you know, she was happy, you know what I'm saying? Because she's like, I knew you could do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, she never lost faith in me. You know, she never, never lose faith in me. Oh, I'm finna get emotional. I'm sorry. I just, like, you just don't understand, man. That's the best woman in the world. Like, she never lost faith in me. She never gave up on me. Oh, I'm tearing up because I'm just thinking about, you know, all the things that she done for me, man. She never gave up on me. She never gave up on us. You know, she never gave up on Vincent. She never gave up on Angie. She never gave up on Cynthia. She never gave up on Khadija. She never gave up on us, man. She always made sure. She rooted for us. She was our cheerleader. Because she wanted us to see. She wanted us to be successful. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to see us to be more than we are now. She wanted to see us to be, you know, the best husband that we could be, the best brother, the best son that we could be, the best daughters that we could be. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wanted the best for us. You know what I'm saying? So, my mom, she never gave up on me and stuff like that. When I was going through my stuff, man, she was always there. She was there for me. You know what I'm saying? I would never, 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 never turn my back on my mama. I would never, never stab my mama in the back. Well, that one time, look, it's a story, y'all. I saw my mama out for a Nintendo. I was young. Okay, check this out. It's a story I'm gonna tell that my mom. Okay, my mom and dad wasn't together at the time. They were separated, whatever. And I think this was when they was going to get a divorce. Which, you know, I was young. I didn't know what was going on. So I didn't know. I was probably like 6, 7. I paid attention to what was going on, but I didn't really pay attention to what was going on. You know what I'm saying? And my dad, you know, he would come and, you know, get me and stuff like that and hang out and everything. My other three siblings, they was old enough. They was like, you know, in their teens and stuff like that. But I was still young, and dad would come around and, you know, check up on us and stuff like that. And he would come and pick me up, and me and him would have like a father and son day, whatever. But mama and daddy wasn't together. And mama know what I'm talking about. Mama know if I'm gonna go with this. My mama was talking to this dude named Frank. And they wasn't like going out. They were just talking and stuff. I mean, like, they wasn't like, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend. They were just, you know, dating. You know what I'm saying? Going out and stuff like that and everything. And yeah, I think this one, yeah, mama and daddy was divorced. They was divorced. And I remember daddy asking me, hey, your mama got a boyfriend. I'm young. I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, like, I know he remember. I remember him asking me, the mama got a boyfriend. I remember I said, yeah. And daddy was like, hey, I'll buy you a Nintendo if you tell me where he stayed. And I remember where he stayed. You know, like, right now, I can't remember. But I remember when I was young, I remember where he stayed. So I showed him where he stayed at and everything. I told him, yeah, mama talking to another dude. And he said, all right. And daddy went and got me that Nintendo. And when he got me that Nintendo, we came back home. Daddy hooked it up to the TV and everything. And I was sitting there playing the game. Okay. Mama come home, and she walk in, and she noticed that I'm playing a game system, playing Nintendo. So she was like, "Shy, where you get that game system from?" And I said, "Daddy gave it to me." And then Daddy was sitting there on the couch, and he said, "Yeah, I know where your boyfriend stayed, and I know his name and everything. Yeah, Shy told me." So I'm ready my mom out for a Nintendo. So my mom was like, oh, you know, oh, so you gonna tell your dad? So my mama spanked my butt, boy, because I remember they got into a big argument, whatever. And daddy left and everything, right? Because my mom, I remember dad said, oh, don't you spank him? Don't you tell him? Uh-huh, yeah, don't you spank him and everything? So you know they had a little they was going back and forth, whatever. So daddy left. And I'm sitting there still playing the game, you know what I'm saying? So my mama grabbed me up and was spanking my butt. And somehow I broke away from it and I'm running. I'm running away from it and stuff. So she chasing me through the house and I'm running to Vincent. And Vincent was like, nah, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, go, go. So he pushed me out the way. He went in his room. So I'm trying to run to Cynthia and Angie, and they like, nah, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you didn't talk about mama and all this other stuff. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, dang. Like, I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know what's going on. But my mama, yeah, she spanked my butt, boy. She she put me down on the ground and just started spanking my butt. And you know what I'm saying? She's like, you need to stay in a little child's place. Don't be going around talking about grown folks' business and stuff like that. And that's another thing she taught us, too. You know what I'm saying? Stay out of grown folks' business. If you're a child, stay in the child's place. You know what I'm saying? That's why I be telling my kids, hey, you need to stay in the child's place. This is grown folks' business. You don't need to be in grown folks' business. Like, you know, when family come over or whatever and stuff like that, you know, and they be talking and whatever. I better not have my butt in that room with a bunch of grown folks being nosy. Because my mom be like, hey, no, you need to go back there now. Play with the mother kids. This is grown folks up here. You don't need to be up here. And everything like that, you know. So, you know, but, yeah, my mom spanked my butt good, boy. She spanked my butt good. And I ain't going to sit here and lie. It was worth it. Because I wanted the Nintendo. I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry. But I love you. But I remember, you know, those days, man. I remember those days, man, when mama raised us. When mama spanked my butt when I was cutting up. When my mama, you know, congratulate me when I was doing right and everything like that, you know. I remember, you know, all the things that she used to do. And she still do, you know what I'm saying? My mom's 74 years old, and, you know, and I'm 40. And she, you know, if she see me right now, she would give me a big old kiss and a hug. And she would pinch my cheeks, you know what I'm saying? Like, she used to pinch my cheeks, because I had them little chubby cheeks when I was little and stuff like that. She would pinch them, you know, give me a big old kiss. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just love my mama, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful thing that I see my kids love their mom the same way I love my mom. Like, I see my oldest son, how he, you know, hug, you know, his mama and stuff like that. And I see how my youngest son hug and love his mama. Like, when I see that, man, I be like, man, you know what I'm saying? It reminds me how I used to be with my mama. Still am today. Like I said, you know, if my mom was here right now, you know what I'm saying, I would give her a big old kiss and a big old hug, you know what I'm saying? And, like, when everything, like, and it's all this COVID stuff and everything, like, I haven't been around my mom in some time now because of this COVID stuff. But, like, when this COVID stuff finally gets under control and stuff like that, like, I'm gonna give my mom a big old hug and a big old kiss, because, man, she, you know, man, she did a lot for us, you know what I'm saying? She did a whole lot for us, and I just love you, mama, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is a Mother's Day special. And this show is dedicated to all the mothers around the world that's holding it down, man. And mama, thank you for holding it down. Thank you. Thank you, mama. And when I see you, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you your flowers. And that's what I'm trying to do now. I always said I was going to take care of my mama. I always said that. And I am. You know, I'm blessed that she's still here. I'm blessed that she's still alive. I'm blessed that she's still breathing. You know what I'm saying? God, thank you for giving me the most beautiful, wonderful, intelligent, powerful, wise, smart woman that I ever known and been around. Because my mom, man, she been through a lot. She have been through a lot and everything like that. You know, a lot of people trying to break her. But look at her. She's still standing, still going strong. You know, that's the true testament right there. You know what I'm saying? That she been through a lot. And she's still standing. Still strong. Still going strong. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, man, my mom's tough. Tough and Teflon. Tough than Teflon. She tougher than Teflon. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people have, you know what I'm saying, was trying to break her, but she's not easily broken. You know what I'm saying? You know, she been through a lot and everything. She been through a lot growing up and stuff like that and everything, but she's still here. And the most amazing thing about that, you know what I'm saying, she never downed her kids. She never belittled her kids. She never made us feel like we wasn't nothing. She always made us feel like we was something. She always say, hey, you know, you're somebody. You know what I'm saying? And I love mama for that, man. You know what I'm saying? When I feel like days when I feel like I wasn't nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, she would call. Like, I would get a call from her. And it would be like, God is like, hey, you need to call your son because he's... And she would call and she was like, hey, I was just calling, checking up on you. I was just thinking about you. And that right there, man, that's like, man, like... And she a praying mother, too. Like, I know I did some stupid stuff like that. And I think when I was going through my little spells or whatever, you know what I'm saying, like... I could have been in prison and stuff like that because of the crowd that I was running with. But my mom, she's a praying mom. And I think them times when she was praying, I got out a lot of jams that I was like, I didn't even see myself getting out of. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, like, I think I really messed up. I don't see myself getting out of this. But my mama, it's like, when she said, yeah, I prayed and everything, and I asked God, you know, to make sure everything's going to be all right and everything, and what she does, it's like, you know, man, it's like my mama, man, she the bomb, man. And this is, and like, to all the moms like that, man, in the world, like all around the world, man, y'all are very, very appreciated, and y'all are very loved, man. You know what I'm saying? From the young mothers to the old mothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a new mom and you got a kid, you know what I'm saying? You know you're going to be there for your baby and stuff like that and take care of your baby. Big ups to you. To the mom that got kids, older kids, grandkids and stuff like that, and you there for your family and you there for your kids and your grandkids, big up to you too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a celebration of all the mothers around the world that's holding it down for their kids, man. Like, and I'm saying, and I dedicate this show. I'm going to keep saying this while I'm recording it. I dedicate this show to my mama, Floridine Smith. Mama Flo, love you, mama. We all love you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you did. Because without you, we wouldn't even be in the position that we is now. When I am, where I am at now. You know what I'm saying? I know it's tough to raise, you know, a boy, two boys. Because, you know, two boys and two girls. You know what I'm saying? I know it's easy to raise a girl because, you know, my mama's a woman, so she could raise a girl, you know what I'm saying, give them insight and stuff like that. But when a mama's raising boys, it's kind of hard because, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, we need a man to... All right, my bad. Once again, having problems. I need to fix that. I only have 60 minutes to record, and I guess my 60 minutes was up. But I'm sorry that I got cut off when I was saying, but I'm going to go ahead and make this quick and say, like I was saying, you only got one mother. You only got one mother, and we need to appreciate them while they're here. Give them flowers to your mama while they're here. Don't give your mama flowers while she's dead and gone. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like, oh, I wish I could have done things, you know, different and everything like that. Like I said, if you're going through some problems with your mom, you need to call your mama right now and you need to talk to your mama. You need to tell mom. You think y'all need to put things aside, man, because life is too short. So you need to love your mama while she's here, because you only get one mama. And I can't stress that enough. Before I got cut off, I was saying that you need to love your mama while she's here, because, hey, when she's dead and gone, that's it. And nobody can replace your mama. You only got one mama. You know what I'm saying? So to all the people that's not talking to their mama or not, don't got a special relation, a good relationship with their mom, still, God wants you to fix that relationship. Now, you know, I know some people that's like, well, shit, I'm not going to try to fix anything with my mom because my mom was horrible. Okay, I understand that. But still, at the end of the day, that's your mama. So you need to respect your mama always. Okay, so we only got one mama. You only get one. So respect and love to the mamas that's holding it down and making sure that the kids is, like I said, fed, got shoes on their feet, got clothes on their back, got a roof over their head and everything like that. The mamas, the single mamas that's holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to y'all, because, you know what I'm saying, I know times is hard. Things get hard. You know what I'm saying? Don't never give up on us. The kids that see you busting your ass on jobs and coming home and cleaning and fixing dinner after you've been at work all day on your feet and you still holding it down and stuff like that, shout out to y'all, man. That's some strong women right there. Some very, very, very strong women. Them type of women like that cannot be broken. You cannot break a woman like that. Even though they been through hard times and they went through hard times, but they still holding it down with their kids, taking care of their kids, teaching them kids lessons, teaching their kids about life, morals. You got to have goals. Yo, y'all the real superheroes. That's the true superheroes right there. That's the real Wonder Womans. You know what I'm saying? And my mom is a real live Wonder Woman. Like, she been through a lot and she held us down. Even times where we didn't even know where, like, she made sure we had food in our bellies. Even though if she had to eat less so we could eat more, she made sure that we ate. She made sure that we had clothes on our back. She made sure that we had a roof over our head, shoes on our feet. And look, and sometimes, hey, we didn't have the best. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have the best of everything. But we had each other and we had mama. And she made sure that, hey, you know what I'm saying? Riches is not all about money. Riches is about love and family. And she always instilled that in us. And she instilled that in me. And that's how I am, man. I don't really care about being rich. I mean, yes, it's nice to have money. Bukus of money and stuff like that. Yeah, that's nice. But it don't mean anything if you don't have family. It don't mean anything if you don't have a mama that's going to be there for you, and that's going to love you. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean anything. It just means that you're rich with money. You just got money. Money could buy your happiness. No. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, respect your mamas, man. You only got one mama. And if you're going through something with your mama, man, like, this is the time right now to call and tell, hey, look, it's all watered up under the bridge. We could get past this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love you, you my mama. So, you know, let's, you know, try to, you know, fix this and come together. So, you know, like I said, man, my mom, when I was going through my little spells and everything like that, my mom, you know, she was there. She was there for me. You know, she was there to knock me in my head. Hey, if I'm messing up, she let me know. And you know what I'm saying? And if I'm doing good, she let me know. If I'm doing bad, she let me know. And she let me, you know, like, if I'm needed to vent and everything like that, I could call my mama and do that. And then after I get through venting, then she'll give me food for thought. And she always do that. My mom would make me think about things. I always think about, like, dang, that's deep. Like, I never thought about it like that. And that's my mama. My mama would do that. So, mama, thank you. I can't express this enough, man. Thank you, and I love you so much. But this is the Mother's Day special. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas around the world that's doing their thing. Happy Mother's Day. And I want to say, I love all of y'all. Like I said, big shout out to Angie. Happy Mother's Day to you. Big shout out to Cynthia. Mother's Day to you. Big shout out to Khadija. Happy Mother's Day to you. Big shout out to Kiana. Happy Mother's Day to you. Big shout out to Makila. Happy Mother's Day to you. And to all my aunties, Happy Mother's Day. Y'all are very, very appreciated, and y'all are very loved, and I love all of y'all. And this is a big, 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 big shout out to my mama. And yo, and a big shout out to my wife, too. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. Without y'all, man, hey, we'll be lost, man, for real. But big shout out to my mama, Mama Flo, Flolene Smith. Love you, mama. Love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for birthing me, dealing with me. spanking my butt when I told on you that I told Daddy that you had a boyfriend and he gave me a Nintendo. Thank you for spanking my butt. Thank you for all the things that you did for me. And I appreciate you. I really do, mama. And I love you so much. So this day is a special day. And this show is dedicated to all the mothers around the world that's holding it down. And this show is dedicated to my mama, Floridine Smith, Mama Flo. Flock. We love you, mama. Enjoy your day. Be blessed. And y'all check me out on my next episode on Dope Show Live. I will be recording. I have my show, episode 8, will be aired on Wednesday at 10 p.m. And if you just now subscribing, man, or you just now joining the show, subscribe, man. Hit that subscribe button, man. I'm on Apple. I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on Spotify. I'm on all the major platforms, podcast platforms, man. And hit that subscribe button, man. And I appreciate the love, man. And yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world. Happy Mother's Day. Love y'all, man. Be safe out there. Have a good time. Celebrate your moms. And make sure, you know what I'm saying, thank God for your mamas and stuff like that. Love y'all, man. Peace. And be safe out there. Chicken grease. This is Dope Show Live, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace.